Earlier on the programme, we played Phil Coulter's song, The Town I Love So Well, all about Derry. In the reign of Queen Elizabeth I, she gave Derry a charter to become a city and to add the word London before it. So it became known as Londonderry. Now, some people still call it Londonderry. There we heard James Galway playing the Londonderry air. That's where it started life, but it finished up as Danny Boy. And I've said it so many times on Sounds Irish, I prefer that melody to be played as an instrumental rather than sung as a song. Having said that, I recorded the song myself. But there you are, James Galway, beautiful flautist, and to give him his correct title, Sir James Galway and the Londonderry Air. I mentioned at the beginning of the programme we'd be having some favourites of mine. This one particularly is a favourite of mine, and it was a song written by Percy French. We've heard it lots of times on Sounds Irish, but I'm going to play it again this week, and I want to dedicate it to anyone in any part of the world who hails from County Cavan, because Derek McCormack is going to sing for us the beautiful song Come Back, Paddy Riley to Bally James Duff.
The Garden of Eden has vanished, they say, but I know the lie of it still. Just turn to the left at the bridge of Finay and stop when halfway to Coot Hill. 'Tis there you will find it, I know sure enough, when fortune has come to my call. For the grass it is green around Bally James Duff, and the blue sky is over it all. And tones that are tender and tones that are gruff are whispering over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley. My mother once told me that when I was born, the day that I first saw the light, I looked down the street on that very first morn and gave a great crow of delight. Now most newborn babies appear in a huff and start with a sorrowful squall. But I knew I was born in Bally James Duff, and that's why I smiled on them all. The baby, he's toil-worn and tough, still whispers, come over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me.
Come back, Paddy Riley to Bally James Duff. And yes, there is such a place as Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me. Beautiful lyrics. The song written by Percy French. We might even have another Percy French song before the end of the programme. But that definitely one of my favourite Irish songs. And from one of my favourite Irish songs to one of my favourite Irish singers. This gentleman is a total minstrel. That's how I sum him up. He sings lovely songs, he writes good songs, and he plays good guitar. I'm speaking of Johnny McAvoy. He's singing the praises of the homes of Donegal. And I wouldn't be surprised if we hear more Donegal songs before the end of the programme because, as we say so often on Sounds Irish, it's the most written about county in Ireland. Here's Johnny McAvoy.
I've just stepped in to see you all. I'll only stay a while. I want to see how you're getting on. I want to see you smile. I'm happy to be back again to greet you one and all. For there's no place else on earth just like the homes of Donegal. I long to see your happy faces smiling at the door. The kettle singing on the hob as I step up the floor. And soon the teapot's filling up my cup that's far from small. For your hearts are like your mountains in the homes of Donegal. I long to sit alone with you and while away the nights with tales of yore and fairy lore beside your fireside bright. And then to see prepared for me a bed beside the wall. There's a rest for weary wanderers in the homes of Donegal. Time must come and I must go. I bid you all adieu. The open highway calls me forth to do the things I do. And when I'm wandering far away, I'll hear your voices call. And please God, I'll soon return unto the homes of Donegal. And please God, I'll soon return unto the homes of Donegal.
We're going now from the top of Ireland, we've just been there with the homes of Donegal, right down to County Kerry in the south. And this song is played numerous times, but particularly in August, towards the end of the August month, when we have here in Ireland, the Rose of Tralee Festival, and the World Rose of Tralee is chosen. But what I want to play for you now, because I've had a request for it, it was a phone call I got during the week from one of my Irish listeners who said, Joe, I never heard before the Sean Dunphy version of the Rose of Tralee. At the risk of boring your listeners, could you play it again? I don't think our listeners get bored. This is Sean Dunphy and his lovely version of the Rose of Tralee.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath a blue sea. When I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. The cool shades of evening, their mantle was spreading, and Mary, all smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays was shedding when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. She's lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. That made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee.
Sounding remarkably like Dermot O'Brien there. I thought that was... And even the backing was a Dermot O'Brien-esque, if you understand what I'm saying. That was Sean Dunphy and his lovely version of The Rose of Tralee. And I'll dedicate that to any Kerry listener that might be listening to this week's Sounds Irish. Now we come to the lovely voice of Anne Breen. Anne is singing for us a sad little song about a lady called Noreen Bourne. Now, Noreen lived in a glen in Old Tyrconnell. I mentioned Donegal a few moments ago, did I not? Well, Tyrconnell is the Irish name for Donegal. And she was living with her widowed mother, and one day a letter came inviting her to go away to America. And the mother was broken-hearted, but off goes Noreen to America. Then sometime later, a knock comes to the door, and the mother opens the door, and there is his... I'll tell you what, I let Anne Breen tell us the story of Noreen Bourne.
There's a glen in Old Tyrconnell. There's a cottage in the glen where dwelt an Irish colleen who inspired the hearts of men. She was winsome, hale, and hearty,
'Twas the curse of emigration laid you here, my Noreen Bawn. Beautifully sung there from Anne Breen. We now come to another of my favourite Irish singers. This time it's a male, it's Brendan O'Dowda. Brendan, who is no longer with us, is gone to God, recorded some great albums during his singing career. And this one is one of my favourite tracks of his. It's not from any of his Percy French repertoire, but this is a song that we all know and love so well, beautifully sung by Brendan O'Dowda.
Loving eyes, oh, nothing dear but you. The smiles that once you gave to me, I scarcely ever see them now. Though many, many times I see a darkening shadow on your brow, I will take you back, Kathleen, to where your heart will feel no pain, and when the fields are fresh and green.
Brendan O'Dowda, accompanied by the Philip Green Orchestra, and one of my favourite tracks of his, I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. And belatedly, I dedicate that to any listener in any part of the world whose name is Kathleen. That one was just for you. A few moments ago, my good friend Sean Dunphy was singing the praises of the Rose of Tralee. We've got another rose for you now from Barnbrack. But this covers the whole country. My lovely Irish rose.
A winding river wends its way near to an Irish home. To me Rebecca Bay, where rolls the Atlantic foam. 'Twas in a cot close to a spot where the river gently flows that I bade goodbye to my little girl, my lovely Irish rose. Old Donegal, the best of all, I never shall forget. In Carnfir, beyond compare, I think I see it yet. But I'd rather stray by the old mill brae, where soft the green grass grows. On a summer's night, with my heart's delight, my lovely Irish rose. Mary dear, I'm lonely here without you all the while. I miss your loving words of cheer, your lovely Irish smile. Before I lay me down tonight, I pray that
earlier on in the programme when I played Come Back Paddy Riley to Bally James Duff, and I said we'd probably hear another Percy French song on the programme. Well, here it is, sung by my favourite Irish duo, Foster and Allen. They're singing all about the Mountains of Mourne.
Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, with the people here working by day and by night. They don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat, but there's gangs of them digging for gold in the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. I believe that when writing, a wish you expressed as to how the fine ladies in London were dressed. Well, if you'll believe me, when asked to a ball, they don't wear no tucks to their dresses at all. I've seen them myself, and you could not in truth say if they were bound for a ball or a bath. Don't be starting them fashions now, Mary McCree, for the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. You remember young Peter O'Loughlin, of course. Well, he's over here now at the head of the force. I met him today, I was crossing the Strand, and he stopped all the traffic with one wave of his hand. As we were talking of days that are gone, the whole population of London looked on. But for all those great powers, he's wishful like me to be back where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea. There's beautiful girls here, oh, never you mind, with beautiful shapes nature never designed, and lovely complexion, all roses and cream. But O'Loughlin remarked, with regard to the same, that if at those roses you venture to sip, the colors might all come away on your lips. So I'll wait for the wild rose that's waiting for me, for the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea.
Foster and Allen with a somewhat abridged version of the Mountains of Mourne there. And for those of you who might like to know, the Mountains of Mourne are situated in County Down on the east, the northeast of Ireland. Beautiful scenery, lakes, mountains, woods, and, well, the mountains sweep down to the sea. Foster and Allen. Now, every time I play this next track, it causes quite a stir. It's the beautiful song, Beautiful Isle of Somewhere, sung by Trudy Lawler. But Trudy is joined by her mother, singing along here, who is in her 80s. Trudy Lawler and her mammy, and Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. I never tire of listening to that song, but particularly when it's sung by Trudy Lawler and her mother. Beautiful Isle of Somewhere.